Yes, NFL Australia, what's going on? I'm your co-host, James Clements. I'm a guy. I don't know, you might know me from such great websites as codebet.com.au, Fox Sports Lab NBA. What else do I do, Gaz? I'm in the paper every day around this great fine country of ours. Jesus, I keep forgetting that one. And what else? Oh, yeah, NBA Australia. That's right. I do a bunch of stuff
What's
now,
that?
But I'm here just hanging out in Larry Armour Studios, singing tins with a bloke on the
What's
other side.
What's that guy from The Simpsons? You might know me from such episodes.
Basically, Matt, I'm Troy McClure at this point. Like, you might remember me from the newspaper that you saw at the cafe the other day. Oh, geez. Anyway, on the other side of this here iPad, up the road a little bit in Sydney, in a hotel. He's stained all the sheets already. He's a bloke who is now trying to figure out how to turn his 16-0 tattoo on his nutsack into 8-1. Bit of a rough one, I'll tell you that much. Sometimes singer to band called The Ramshackle Army, noted kebab enthusiast. He's my mate. He's your mate. It's Gaz. Gaz, what's going on?
Jim, it's been a trying day, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'd like to say a nice thanks to all the NFL Australia fans who've reached out to me to check if I was okay today.
I've had a great day. This has been awesome. I've already messaged you just like, I'm fucking flying. This is unreal. Go, Jimmy, go.
Jesus.
Fly, Jimmy, fly.
I've been in my hotel room trying not to, you know, not to register complaints from just my dull sobs through the wall, through the neighbours around me. But, yeah, you know, it's been okay, Jimmy.
Usually,
I'll smash some beers. I'm doing okay.
Usually you get complaints from all the cry wanking. Now it's just crying. Anyway, week 10 is done. Week 10. She's in the books. I don't know. What a weird week this was. We had the game of the year. We had the unbeaten Eagles being beaten. We had a coach who's never coached coach. And coach a win. We had a game in Das Buja in Germany.
We had the Krauts game and the American audience going nuts about them drinking real sized beers. That was fucking out of control.
We'll talk about that in a second, but I'll tell you what. Who won the war, really? anyway, we're here to wrap up week 10 for you. It was a weird week where we go through all the game wraps. We'll fly through them, but Jesus, some weird ones. We'll wrap up week 10. We'll set you up for week 11. That's what we do here on the old NFL Australia. A couple of tins in me this week. My throat's a little bit sore, so try to keep up the energy, won't we? But either way, Gaz, what is it? Episode 60. Yeah.
60?
That's a lot.
Getting close in on one of those really nice numbers, Jimmy.
I love it. Nice. Anyway, nice. Let's get into it. NFL Australia. Let's go. Deal with it.
Now, I'm fine with the job that my coach is doing. It puts the lotion in the basket, Joshua. It puts the lotion in the basket. Oh, this is Mark Davis, and you're listening to NFL Australia.
Holy shit. What was
sorry.
That? Jim, what was that?
Sorry. There was a comment made. It might have been by Brett or one of those guys last week when I posted the last episode. It was like, Jimmy's introduction still cracked me up. And I just had to draw attention to the fact that it's one of the only things that you don't write on the notes that keeps me that captures me by surprise every fucking week. And that was pretty rough, mate. That was pretty, it was good,
that.
But rough.
It was good. Speaking of our favorite folks who apparently give themselves haircuts. Anyway, like Brett. Anyway, some random thoughts from a weird week 10. Should we start at Jeff Saturday? Should we start there? Should we? Bit weird.
Dude.
It was a bit weird. So, Indy, of course they win. Jeff Saturday, I'm a leader of men. I'm a leader of men, bro. Come on, man.
Big coach bounce, mate.
100%.
Dead coach bounce.
I mean, the dead coach bounce, like, it feels like Josh McDaniels is already a dead coach, and it's like, when's the bounce going to happen for the Raiders? But either way, Jeff Saturday, they coached the Colts to a win. Enjoyed, you know, a bunch of the feelings around this team, because obviously they all get around him after it, and he's, like, big-upping the offensive play caller. This is really kind of nice. And in the back of my mind, it's just like, yeah, you beat the Raiders. Like, like, come on. The Nary Warren under 14s could have beaten the fucking Raiders this week, I think.
Do we neglect the fact that the other the backup quarterback was practicing all week, and then last minute he goes, nah, let's chuck in 37-year-old Matty Ryan, or 30, whatever he is, who also had 30-something yards scrambling, who is not what Matty Ryan is.
Doubling his longest scramble of his entire career. I loved it. But anyway,
this week was just out of control. Anyway,
that was one of the weirder moments, but it wasn't even the weirdest game of the week, right? Like, just a weird, strange, bonkers, bizarre, fucky kind of week. We got the game of the year. Bills, Vikings, the game's over if the Bills can go an inch.
Half a yard.
I mean, but the thing was, the Vikes got stopped with an inch to go before that, and it just sort of seems weirdly poetic. Anyway, then all hell breaks loose and it's absolute chaos. So that was fun. Yep. We also had just very, very quietly, KC just rolling as the Bills get rolled by the Vikes in that game. KC just put the Jags to the sword. And you have that moment going, oh, Mahomes is just going to win the MVP, isn't he? Oh, shit. I guess that's how it's going to go. Sure. We had the Panthers upset the Falcons. You might remember that back on Thursday. It's like, oh, shit, huh? Oof. Yeah, that feels like this might be the start of a weird week, and then it just got weird. You had Germany, you had the Lions-Bears game, which was just an absolute back-and-forth seesawing affair. Yeah, the Dolphins just shit-pumped the Browns. Loved it. You had the Steelers come from nowhere to beat the Saints. Nailed that pick there, Gaz, I'm just saying. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy coming back as the triumphant legend to Lambeau. He's still out there helping the Packers get wins, Gaz. It's just what he's doing. But unfortunately, Dude. He's now the coach of the fucking Cowboys. The Cards kicked the shit out of the Rams with two backup quarterbacks on either side. It was the dumbest shit you'll ever see. Juzzy Herbs giving up the fucking ghost in that Niners game. And then, of course, your beloved Eagles. Not great. So, I don't know. Odell Beckham, he's pared down his list of teams that he wants to go to like all of them, I think, still. Chiefs, Rams, Bills, Cowboys, my favorite, the Giants. It's like, wait, didn't you fucking hate everybody? Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that's
it. Only had to Gettleman, mate. Typically, he's now fucking gone.
Cooper Kupp, he actually got hurt this time. Feels like it was just like waiting for that to happen, right?
Yeah.
Just time after time, he's getting fucking slammed and boom, he actually gets hurt this week. Jerry Jeudy, though, look, he went down like he got fucking shot, but he's only day-to-day. That was some nice news. Of course, no one probably watched that fucking horrible Denver game this week anyway. And to be honest, like, the Broncos are that bad, it might not make any fucking difference. So,
he doesn't have a quarterback who can get him the ball, so what's the point whether he's on the field or not?
Let's ride. You got some other news there, Gaz. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, Zaki Ertz gone for the season. Juju got knocked the fuck out. Dude, and apparently didn't make a lot of Chiefs fans happen. Oof. Lenny Fournette was ruled out of the Seahawks game, but with his hip. But apparently he's no risk to him returning as a backup quarterback. Yeah, so there's that.
Didn't go great. the pitch over there to Tom Brady on the second time they try to run that play, right? And it just all, doesn't go great over there. And
Brady's like, if I didn't slip over, it would have been six. Yep. Like, yeah. Yep. And I like the fact that you've edited most of the notes, but you left one note here for me, which just says, still one undefeated team, the Eagles. That has been sitting there for four fucking weeks. And Jimmy just like, nah, you are. I'm going to edit the notes. I'm going to leave this one here for Gaz. Thanks, mate.
That's what we like to call in the biz, Gaz, sticking the boot in.
A setup.
It's a real stitch up. Right. Ouch. Let's fly through some game reviews and wraps. So the Falcons cost me some money back on Friday. I'll tell you that much. If you had a red code bet in the lead up to this game, look, this line was squirrely from the fucking get-go. We actually talked about this on last week's show. Mm-hmm. And if the line is squirrely, there's usually a reason. I decided to ignore those reasons and went, nah, fuck it. She'll be right. And the Falcons just looked fucking inept. It was crazy. Mariota turned back into the Marcus Mariota we know and love. And the Panthers were good. Like, Donta Foreman, isn't it? Yeah, Donta Foreman. Not Freeman, That's a different guy. It's not DeForeman. In 130 yards and a touchdown. And it was just like, yeah, I was just really tired, man, by the end of it, because I just kept fucking running over, dude. Like, it was fucking mental, eh? And you're like, yep, that checks out. And they just fucked them. Like, the Falcons never had a chance. It was crazy.
Isn't there some ridiculous stat, like, since trading CMC, the Panthers have got, like, 160 yards average per game trading him. Before that, they were somewhere around the, you know, 60, 70, 80.
Steve Wilkes is now 2-1 as interim coach. Like, it's like, this is not how you tank, Panthers. What are you doing? The exact opposite of what you should be doing. But, yeah.
But that Mariota pass, that one that he was, like, falling down to the ground, hit the ground, flung it up in the air. You were like, dude, you're not diving Mahomes. Like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? The weirdest part it was, I feel like there was like three or four passes exactly like that this week where it's like, don't throw it. Oh, you threw it. What are you doing?
Oh, you threw it.
And it went to the other
coach,
team.
Why did you call that play?
Tough one, though. Look, the Falcons, they dropped to 4-6. Like, half of this reasoning of mine was that, A, the Falcons are a better team than the Panthers. B, they'd played a pretty tight game, like, only, what, 3 weeks prior. And, but most importantly, C, like, the Falcons had have won this. They're actually right there in the NFC South. Like, Tampa Bay are obviously traveling
to... No one wants to win that division, Jimmy.
No one wants it.
No one wants to win that division.
With old-ass Tom Brady flying to Germany... And playing, but I mean, this is like old dudes getting around a golf in it, like the crack of fucking dawn, though. I feel like that's what Tom Brady was in German time. He's like, this is great. I'll be done by 9. I'll go and do some gardening. but seriously, the Falcons had won this shit. They would be still right there with Tampa Bay. And like, obviously, you play this game on the Friday. Tampa Bay Seattle is on Sunday morning. Like, they would have been sitting on top of the NFC South had they won that. They didn't. They shit the bed, and they turned back into the Falcons, we know. So I think they covered, what, the first 6 games of the season? They've not covered the last 4. So great job, Falcons. Anyway, speaking of which, Germany, hello. 21-16. They beat the Seahawks. It wasn't even that close. This was like a bunch of garbage time. Because for most of this game, it was like, what, 14-3? And then it was, I believe, 21-3. I think that was right. I can't remember. But this was, you mentioned the constant shock that American fans find themselves in when they see other countries. Basically, that I could just stop the sentence there. Like, Americans going, what other are they countries. Doing over there? And they're just like, that's how other people have fun without having to be told how to everybody clap your hands every fucking 5 seconds.
Why are 70,000 people singing Seven Nation Army non-stop? Why are they singing Country Road, Take Me Home, over the top? The game
Which
started.
Is amazing. But
they should definitely stop.
Drinking Steins in the crowd. I just loved it. Yeah. Like, that Germany setup is amazing. So if you've read any of the sort of stuff behind it, it's because NFL Europe was like a thing for a very long time.
Yeah.
And wasn't very successful.
A practice league.
Apart from in Germany, where it was actually surprisingly big and fun. And I don't know. Guys, like, you think about Germans. I'm sure you've met plenty in your time. They do tend to be on the big side, some of them. You know?
Yep.
They're not those swamp Germans, the Dutch. it's the
swamp Germans.
It's ooh, they're like
I have
actually
a weekly call with the Dutch, mate. I'll be reminded of that.
But Germans like tend towards the big side, so you have that moment, and like they do have like a couple of you know, either German ancestry or like just flat out Germans who have played in the NFL, and so there was always like this big sort of hotbed of interest in it, and of course. The NFL are yelling about how there were 3 million ticket requests for this game in Germany. And it's like, yeah, Germany fucking loves it. There was 3 million ticket requests. I'm like, motherfucker, it's continental Europe. Like, it's not just limited to Germany where you're getting those ticket requests from, just FYI. But also, like, it's a clear just announcement of going, yeah, people outside of, like, the US do enjoy the NFL. Like, I don't have to tell you. And, like, Americans being astounded by this is funny because it's the biggest thing they have. Like, when you live there, as I did, like, it literally just sucks up all the oxygen in the room. Like, NBA, NHL, baseball. If there's football on, that's king. Like, NBA tries its fucking hardest, and I love it, obviously. But NFL just takes up so much media attention and hype from the fucking get-go. And they're like, wow, these guys over here like it as well. It's like, yes, 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 we do. And Europeans, not a surprise, they kind of like it too. So it was sick to see that. And it was also funny just to see the American reaction. Like, wow, they drink really big beers over there, don't they? It's like, yes, because you're a bunch of pussies.
And it was absolutely no surprise to me. I went to a Bundesliga game in April this year, Borussia Dortmund, and met some of the crowd, and their first response was, oh, you're foreign. You should come hang out with us. We're fucking loose. And, like, to the point where there's such a queue to get in, they have bars along the queue, Jimmy, where you just, like, dap out. Like, you might want to be, you wouldn't want to wait more than 10 minutes in between beers, so you could probably step out, grab one, and some sweet-ass German dude's going to let you stand in front of them. I didn't get that vibe when I went to the Lincoln Financial Field, funnily enough.
You got some dude from Philly going, go Birds, right in your face and trying to punch on
go Birds. Go Birds.
There's a bit of a difference. It's advanced cultures versus ones that are, that are moribund and fucking founded by, religious pilgrims. Anyway. I'm not here to wage a holy war.
Didn't realize this was divulging into a history lesson, Jimmy.
I love America. It's got everything. But, gee, like, they are so closeted that when they get, like, a glimpse into the rest of the world, like, it blows their fucking minds. I love it. But anyway, the Bucks won that 21-16. And, Gino, look, it was just a bit of a weird one. The Bucks felt like they could do pretty much anything they wanted for most of this game. And, like, the Bucks are that weird team, right? Like, if you watch them, like, you can almost watch, like, the first 5 minutes of Bucks game and then just go, cool, I'm going to keep watching or I'm out. Because it was quick, done, shitty, boom. Tap out because it's not going to get much better. This one just looked like they were crisp. And even though there wasn't much scoring
Julio scored again, mate. The guy who was like, he's been injured for at least the last 18 months. He's fucking cooked. Oh, all of a sudden he's putting up yards and getting in the end zone. They're becoming healthy at an inconvenient time for the rest of the league. And apparently Gazelle's going and dating a Taekwondo teacher. So Tom Brady's going to be angry at the world. So a healthy Tampa Bay plus an angry Tom is probably not good news.
I love it. Angry middle-aged divorcee Tom Brady. Watch out. Talk about new eras. But I love this. Like, just the Bucks. I wrote a article for tomorrow's paper today about the contenders. And, like, Super Bowl odds, basically, right? And so I think we hit six that we could sort of fit. And the Bucks aren't in the top six. And it's one of those things I'm like, ooh, who do I have as a smoky? Is it the Bucks? It's not much of a smoky. I mean, they've been in the fucking Super Bowl two years ago. They win it. Last year, they're a playoff team. This year, struggle worthy. So I left them off just because, let's keep it different, but you're right. They're getting healthy and they're getting worrisome. So the game of the year, Vikings 33, Bills 30. People are loving this game of the year talk. I don't know. Like, this is a for later, but do you want to just do it now? Was that the game of the year, Gaz?
Well, so far, I mean, you can only judge what's been put in front of you. and if it's two quality teams at the top of their conferences taking it to a ridiculous endpoint, well, then you've got to say fucking yes. Like, what has been more ridiculous than that game out of two quality teams? There's been some fucking ridiculous shit out of two bottom dwellers that you're just like, oh, well, of course they went to fucky town. But, like, if you look at this and you just went, oh, how many times did you go, okay, that team's won it, they've just gone up in the power rankings? Yep. Like, you just said that five times in the last, 10 minutes of that game.
The improbability, I think, of it makes it probably the game of the year.
Yeah.
Just because the swings and roundabouts of, like, the sheer improbability of the Vikings getting that forced fumble and the recovery for the touchdown, like, was absolutely fucking mental. It was hilarious. But, like, it was a wildly entertaining game from start to finish. And it's also just, like, a reminder for me that Josh Allen, like, it's like you give him, like, a bit of an injury and he suddenly turns back into the old Josh Allen. Whereas, for the first 7 weeks of this season, like looked fucking unimpeachable, but you give him like a hint of like a bit of a worry. Oh, my elbow's a bit wonky. Oh, shit. And then boom, suddenly it's like red zone picks and all this sort of shit like everywhere. And suddenly they look a lot more vulnerable. And to the point where you're like, shit, can Miami beat them for the division title? Like, holy shit, maybe. Because
Well, they're third literally, now, right? Yeah.
Literally 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't have had a fucking, you know, bad thought in your mind about the Bills. But, I mean, this also happens to good teams, doesn't it? Like, you get through a bit of a mid-season swoon. Maybe you've hit a tipping point with injuries like the Bills have had defensively, etc. And you get to a point where you're like, oh, yeah, look, it's just going to go a bit sideways. Usually the sideways doesn't involve losing
maybe,
to the
maybe
Jets
you win,
and shit
maybe
versions.
You win the first, maybe you lose the first game out of your nine, Jimmy.
Yeah. It was called putting the boot in, Gaz. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, mate.
I love it.
No, but I think the difference for me out of this game was if you go back to that epic Bills versus Chiefs last year, there was 100% a bunch of times where you go, oh, this team's going to win it. Oh, no, that team's going to win it. There was a whole bunch of times in this game where you're like, oh, nah, this team's going to lose it.
Yep.
Right? Like that, what was it, fourth and that Justin Jefferson play on, what was it, fourth and 18 or whatever it is, that he had absolutely no right catching.
Yep.
Right? And then when the stop on fourth down, you're like, you didn't necessarily think, oh, the Bills have won this. You were like, how the fuck did the Vikes not punch it in?
He's just fucked this
and then
up,
you talked to... Yeah, and then you turn to the Bills. How the fuck did Josh Allen not hold onto that ball? So it was like two top flight teams going, oh, nah, they've been stopped. Or they've been like, yeah, it was just a little bit of a different vibe.
Yeah. The Jefferson catch was absolutely fucking nuts. Like
out of control. Yeah.
The moment of the game, the difficulty of the catch, I loved it. I'll talk about it again later, but yeah. Moving on, Lions 31 beat the Bears 30. This was, talk about insane games. Like Justin Fields, what was that, a third down? And he just rips off a 67 yard touchdown. Like it was one of the most electric moments I think I've watched just in a football game. Like just watching and just going, hang on a second. Oh shit, he's gotten through. Watch out. And he is fucking awesome. But the problem was there were like moments where it's like, oh, cool, pick. Oh, wait, no, they've given the ball back up. Wait, the Lions have scored. Oh, shit. The Lions are going to win. Oh, fuck. The Lions have won. And to be honest, if you're the Bears, I don't think you'd bemoan this one too much, right? I think you come out of this going, Juzzy Fields.
Depends on how much you want the playoffs. But yeah, Juzzy did everything you could possibly have asked him to
do. You're 3-7. Like, you're not making the playoffs. Like, you're good. Like, if you had won that, you're 4-6. You still have, what, Green Bay in your division. You've still got, obviously, the Vikings at 8-1. Like, you're basically cooked anyway. Like, fuck it. Just get a little bit more talent at the top of that. Whatever. You stick, well, the Lions just jump above you, so you pick ahead of them, whatever. But the thing is that you know that Justin Fields is your guy. I think that's what you've taken out of the last
that's
4 weeks.
That's clear now.
And you're like, cool. Yeah, for sure. Let's go from there. The Lions, meanwhile, are just like, cool. Good job, Dan Campbell. You've actually won two in a row against division foes as well. You'll love it. I think it was the DeAndre Swift touchdown where he sort of just hit the edge. You're like, it looked like a video game. He was going that quick. It's like, oh, that's right. His last name's Swift.
He's actually pretty good when he's fucking healthy. That's the point, right?
Anyway, moving on. Titans, they beat the Broncos 17-10. I can tell you this much, Gaz. I watched exactly fucking nothing of this game. Seriously, I didn't see a goddamn skirt. I saw some highlights. I saw Jerry Jeudy looking like he got shot. I saw Malik Willis throwing some passes. I saw Russell Wilson looking, I don't know, a bit sort of just
rubbish,
shit.
But first 10 to 15 throws.
Oh, no, it wasn't Malik Wilson. It was the Malik Wilson was out there for like one play. I remember that because I remember going, wait, he's out
Tannehill.
There. Tannehill had the weird back and forth play that hit, what was his name, Westbrook Ikhine, right? For the wide open because the two Denver defenders ran into each other, and he was wide fucking open, and it was amazing. And it was the pitch, the sort of trick play. It was the run, no pitcher back. Tannehill's wide open, just launches it, and off Nick Westbrook Ikhine, I think it was, fucking waltzes in. It was amazing. Like, it was really cool. And you're like, oh, it's good to see Tannehill can still hit a guy who's wide fucking open down the side. And whereas Russell Wilson was a bit shit, so I got some playing going on in the background.
Yeah, there's another thing for me.
That's all good. Anyway, moving on.
in that game was seeing Russell scrambled for Rusty scrambled 7 times for 8 yards. He looked fucking slow and
slow
hesitant.
And old.
Oh, dude. And it was just like, dude, this is the guy who used to make himself more time. Like, I just don't see how that cliff gets fallen off so quickly. And it's not just the speed. It's like his actual decision making, where he's just like, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, that's fucking weird. Anyway,
the good thing is,
it was an injury was to his finger last year, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like he'd done a massive leg injury where you
ripped a hammy, did an ACL.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, Gaz, it's not like the Broncos owe him $250 million or anything. So,
No, that's fine.
Moving on. Well, the Titans now jumped to 6-3. They're a lock for the AFC South, basically. So off they go. But, Derrick Henry didn't even have to bust this one open or anything, and they still fucking smashed the Broncos. They were down at the half, but you're still kind of like, yeah, it's all good. And this was another half. Second half where the Broncos just didn't score. Like, they suck, whatever.
They just don't threaten at all.
The Chiefs smashed the Jags. It wasn't even that close. 27-17. Like, you never thought this was going to be a problem. Off they go. Like, the Jags at times, you're sort of like, oh, yeah, nah, cool. Chiefs are just going to fucking kill them. They did.
Just
Dolphins,
right over
them. They smashed the Browns. 39-17. Tua. Spread the love.
It was fucking complete, mate.
It was awesome.
There was something like eight different receivers.
No one had like more than... Jalen Waddle, right, had like the most... Jeff Wilson was awesome, but... Yeah, it was like 66 for Jalen Waddle, 63 for Trent Sherfield, and like Tyreek...
Yeah.
Like, literally, I think the day after I wrote, oh, he can get 100 yards in his sleep, got 44. So thank you, Tyreek.
Yeah.
But
there was also that, as you mentioned Jeff Wilson, what do you call another man, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? they draft trade for CMC at the Niners. Jeff Wilson gets shipped. Miami goes, oh, yeah, that guy might go all right now in our offense, and he's fucking killing it, right?
Well, in the McDaniel offense, right, which is the Shanahan ripoff offense.
Off
he goes. Yeah. So, but the Dolphins looking good. They're 7-3 and now just kind of rolling and just heads up. Like, the Tua MVP odds. Just saying. Like,
well, they haven't lost a game that he started and finished.
Unreal. Pretty good.
I mean, that's the big question mark, right?
Hey, the Giants beat the Texans. I don't remember any of that game. Like, Saquon, like, ran the ball a shit ton and the Giants won. So, 24-16.
Yeah.
Cool. Steelers, they beat the Saints. Yep. This was a mess of a game, 20-10. Ran over them in the fourth quarter. And look, Andy Dalton, nah. Like, what was it last week? We were just like, yeah, cool. I'm out. I can't deal. Yeah. Like, why are we just not, like, we know what Andy Dalton is. Like, why are we not just going, fuck it. Let's get weird. Taysom Hill. And I'll tell you why. It's because Dennis Allen sucks. Like, what a horrible coach Dennis Allen is. Like, this Saints team has been shit from the get-go. And you go, hang on a second. I remember a similarly shit team coached by when Dennis Allen was coach of the Raiders, they fucking suck, guys. Yeah, guess what?
They suck too.
He might be a shit coach. Like, I'm just going to throw it out there. Jeez. Anyway, look. I was on the Steelers early this last week, and I felt wildly
TJ Watt back, mate.
Exactly. You get a little bit more pressure, and away you go. Boom. Moving right along, Jeff Saturday gets his first win, 25-20, the Colts win. It was hilarious.
Speaking of shit coaches, it was almost like that was a segue, Jimmy, that you've just gone from Dennis Allen straight into your mate McDaniels.
Oh, look, I've been trying to tell anyone who listened that Josh McDaniels is no sort of head coach that you want.
No.
So the Raiders...
He's doing a fantastic job,
look,
mate.
I'll get to this in a second. I'll get to this in a second. Okay. Jeff Saturday wins 25-20.
Spoilers.
I don't know. As you hit on, like, so Jonathan Taylor's health, well, he's back. Rips off a couple of big Jonathan Taylor runs. Ends up with 147 yards. As you mentioned, they start Matt Ryan out of fucking nowhere after Sam Ellinger was like the mooted starter all week. And they win. Dead Coach Bounce in the absolute fucking extreme. You love to see it. Unless you bet on the Raiders, in which case, I don't know what to tell you. You're a degenerate. Packers, they beat the Cowboys 31-28.
Wow.
Overtime, hilarity. Seriously, like, it was such a weird game. Like, Dallas had this and then just shit the bed in that fourth quarter where they just couldn't move the ball, couldn't do anything. No Zeke, but at the same time, there's no excuse. Like, CeeDee Lamb had one of the better games I've seen him play, right? Like, it felt like he was always open. Yep. And he was, like, snagging everything.
And Pollard was running through them, right? And there was literal, as you said, inability to move the ball. And then there was that ridiculously questionable, third and three, fourth and three, throw twice. You've been able to run through them all fucking game.
Every time that they drew up a draw play.
They said,
boom.
Oh, and so there was the penalties that were ridiculous, the holding calls, and so I was watching Red Zone, and then this one was the only game that seemed a little bit spicy, and it was the Cowboys, so I'm like, nah, fuck it, I'm going to watch the last quarter and a half of this. And, McCarthy was complaining, we've got some penalties that we need to clean up. Every time we had a big move, there was a holding call that called something back. We really need to tidy that up. But you were running through them when you weren't committing penalties. Got it to third and three. And he said in the press conference, we'd already discussed, we were going for it on fourth down. Why would you not run it down their throat? You go for it on third and then fourth. And that play, the Dak ended up trying to pop over the top, is one of the most ridiculous fucking things known to man. Right, and then, but how was the Raiders? So that's the Raiders, the fucking Packers, the least amount of passes Aaron Rodgers has thrown in a game since like 2010, I think it was. Aaron Jones just ran all fucking over them.
Look, I'm not going to say that you'd have to be pretty smart to draft him in all your fantasy teams, but just saying. It felt like, you hit on that thing, right? The draw plays that every time they did it, Dallas, it felt like Pollard was getting like eight yards every fucking time, and it was awesome.
Yep.
They get one call back, and they went, oh, we better not do that again. It's like, what the fuck are you idiots doing? Yep. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, Mike McCarthy just turns back into Mike McCarthy when he gets near Green Bay. He's had such a good season, like getting out of the road and just going, cool. I've got Dan Quinn as my fucking defensive coordinator. We're Kellen Moore. I'm just here to hang out with Jerry, basically. So whatever.
Dude, he turned up to the stadium 5 hours early.
Ugh.
And was seen having a meeting and having a heart to heart with Aaron Rodgers before the game. Like,
you can't do that.
After the game, sure.
After the game.
But, like, sure, not before. It's not like the homecoming ceremony, mate.
Christian Watson, though, he was unreal in
this
game.
What a breakout. What a fucking breakout.
You're just like, that's exactly what Aaron Rodgers needs. Is like one of those dudes, like between Lazard, Watkins, and Watson, you just like need one of those guys to pop off every game. And if you can get that, then Aaron Rodgers is going to be hard to stop. But a huge win, right, for the Pack, because it just sort of keeps them in the hunt. 4-6, and you're still right there. And for the Cowboys, big loss, but at the same time, not a devastating one beyond, with the Eagles losing, Commies winning, like, Cowboys, you're like, if we're going to lose one, it's probably all right this one, but would have liked to have won.
They place the Vikings this week, so.
Exactly, you would have liked to have won that.
You don't want to take a 2 in a row slide.
Anyway, Cardinals, they beat the Rams. This game was fucking horrid. Like, it was so bad. Like, James Conner, a couple of touchdowns, whatever. The Rams are just...
Once it was backup quarterback versus backup quarterback, I'm like, I'm just going to turn this game off.
Yeah. And it was just like, I don't need to see any more of this. Cool, done. It was good. Like, AJ Green's little toe-tapper touchdown he got was fucking incredible. You're like, that's
he's
like
got
one
some
of those
life
things.
Back in him.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a veteran. I know how to do this. You're like, I get it. Why don't you do it more than once a season? And then last game of Sunday, Niners hold off the Chargers and my beloved Juzzy Herbs. 22-16, sucked in if you bet the Niners -7 or -7.5. God damn it, motherfucker.
Oof.
Anyway, I was more on the Debo McCaffrey bandwagon, and Jimmy Garoppolo just decided to not use them that much. Thanks, Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, appreciate it. But the Niners did just enough in that second half. But their defense in the second, like in the second half, in not letting the Chargers score, was incredible. I fucking loved it. And hashtag spoiler alert, like the article that I wrote, it's like, yeah, the Smokey and the pick, well, not the Smokey, the pick, the best value at the moment, I think, is the Niners. They were $11 going into today. They're now $9 to win the Super Bowl. Like, that's very fucking short.
Yep.
But, like, the combination of that defense, them getting healthy, those offensive weapons. Like, the weak link is Jimmy G, and he's a dude who got them to a Super Bowl, what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Three. Fuck, is that right?
It was three years ago.
Fuck, they lost to KC. Jesus Christ.
Some ridiculous record that Jimmy G is 10-0 in games where he doesn't throw a touchdown.
Love it. Love it.
So, welcome to being carried by every fucking one else around you.
All right, anyway. And the last game of the week, 32-21.
Didn't happen. Anyway, so today there was no football. And
I have a 32-21 tattoo on my right arm now.
Yeah, fuck.
Go Commies. This was a tough one for the Eagles. It was. Do you want me to handle it? I mean, like,
no, that's fine. You've let me rant for everyone else.
The Heine didn't throw a touchdown, and you lose. Like,
no,
it was pretty mental. It feels like you guys got to him like a bunch of times, but just this is a classic case of Philly losing a game rather than Washington winning it.
100%. I didn't want to say that and go, oh, we fucking shot ourselves in the foot. But to be honest, we shot ourselves in the foot, right? Like, how many times would you see an interception of Jalen Hurts and a contested catch from AJ Brown, which is what happened, right? There was just the guys, they came out, had a little bit of, they didn't quite seem to have the fire that, like, the Commies came out with going, you know what, we're taking the undefeated team at home. And the Eagles just never seemed to have that kind of same fire. Quez Watkins finally got into the game. There's that fumble at the end when the boys are coming back. Jesus.
I'll tell you what. Who would use...
Is that you, Jimmy?
Who would use Chrome Gas? Seriously, I'm fucking... Just line them up. I'm just fucking launching Chrome left, right, and center, apparently, and it's just going to do some autoplay video in the background while I'm recording. Great job, Chrome.
No worries. Yeah. Are we just going to keep going on this?
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Nah, we're rolling, baby.
Fuck it.
We're rolling.
It's all in. It's all in, Jimmy. No, but there was also a couple of elements where, particularly on the defense, there's some shit that has been red flags for the last couple of weeks, and the Commies just took advantage of it. Like, that combination of Gibson and Robertson, they punched every third and one,
look,
third and two.
I don't want to throw a bit of shine on, I think it was the, I don't know, the Cobet article or for the paper. Your boy might have had an 11-1 same game multi based around literally Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson both scoring touchdowns for this game.
Right.
Just based on that pure Philly rushing defense, which has sort of given up
a little bit too much
in the last few weeks, right?
Since
and I'm like,
Davis.
That
well,
is...
since Davis has gone down, right?
Exactly.
It's
no Jordan Davis.
We don't have any guts in the middle.
So Robinson and Gibson both get in, and Skadooge, like one of my few wins, I think, from this week after a fucking, just a horror run. I'm like, yes, I fucking nailed one thing. And, of course, my big actual plays for this game were around Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown also scoring touchdowns on the other side.
Yep.
And Jalen Hurts passing for more than 225. He got to 175. Yeah. What did he have, like 350 last time they played? And
it was fucking ridiculous. So what was clearly the strategy that went into it, the time of possession was the most ridiculously out of sync. The Eagles either came in and scored or turned the ball over.
Yep.
And then every time the Commies got the ball, it was a long, sustained drive of at least 6 minutes to keep
to keep the ball off the guys, right? And it was just the, you know what? You know how you don't let Jalen Hurts hurt you? Don't give him the fucking ball.
Don't let him throw it. And let him do anything.
And then there was a couple of those, the turnovers combined with the Heineken just had open receivers because the guys were unable to tackle, unable to stop the run, so they stacked the box a little bit more and fucking Slay could... Terry McLaurin, Jesus but
that
Christ.
Yeah, that McLaurin
Dotson,
catch.
Dotson coming back.
The McLaurin catch, yeah, though, was absolutely fucking mega. It was such a good throw. Yeah. It was so perfectly timed. Good. McLaurin basically ran into it over the top of the defenders and just...
Yeah,
like,
it was over Slay, too.
The timing
was like,
beautiful.
It wasn't a slouch. It was Slay had a little bit of a slip at the bottom of that play, and he was catching up. But, like, there's a bunch of... 90% of receivers in that league, Slay did enough to spoil. And McLaurin is just fucking out of control. It's almost like he's scary. Like, you'd call him Scary Terry or something, mate. But also having Dotson back is huge for them, right? Their rookie wide receiver, he put up more than Curtis Samuel has done all season. So anyway, mate, the Commies could done. Well, the Eagles have done both of their games against the Commanders. I'm not going to touch on some points that you might touch on a little bit later. But Carson Wentz is almost healthy, mate. And
Jesus,
Heineken. Heineken is winning a few games, they've got a few more division games where they could be playing spoiler. So
he's already won more games than
Riverboat runs.
Yeah, he's already won more games than Carson has won as a Commander.
Wow,
so.
Cooper Rush has won more games than fucking Dak this year. So decisions to be made in the division. Anyway,
AJ Brown getting one reception for 7 yards that killed me.
Hey, went off. I'll be interested to see what happens after this game because he went off in after that catch like he was shot. He was hobbling off and then he came back on.
That was the craziest part.
Feel like, oh, I'm not sure that this is right. And he just didn't seem right for the rest of the game, right? Yep. Devontae got in on his birthday, but you know that when they haven't targeted Quez pretty much all season and then all of a sudden he's the one getting the deep passes. I don't know. There was something not quite right about that particularly the second half of that game.
Righto. Let's do some yeah nahs.
Rightio.
Gaz. People in today's world want instant gratification. The guys coached 9 games.
It's cutting deep.
We're 2-7. Not the results we're looking for, but at the same time, we've lost 6 one-score games with the ball and had a chance to win at the end. I gave him my vote of confidence when I signed him into a contract to be coach of the Raiders. That's when I gave it to him. Rome was not built in a day. Josh McDaniels is getting fired at the end of this year, isn't he? Yeah, nah.
Yeah. Do we have to wait till the end of the year?
I think I messaged you like he should be. He's not getting on the plane.
You literally did. Yeah, I know. You've done it. You've given yourself a bit of breathing room, mate. Because you literally, as soon as they lost that game, sent me an SMS. Like an old person saying he gets fired this week, right?
He doesn't get out the week.
Yeah.
It does feel one and done. Like that is anytime like the owner has to come out and defend you. Like we've just seen it with Jim Irsay. Oh, no, Frank Reich's my guy. Badoosh, not. Josh McDaniels is like Mark Davis might just sort of not want to eat that money. But at the same time, I mean, he probably really doesn't want to eat that money because he's probably paying off John Gruden a shit ton right now as well. Under the table. He did some bad stuff. So we had to part ways and I'm not going to pay him out his contract. We're definitely paying out his contract so he doesn't sue us. But the vibe of the McDaniels thing. So they're 2-7. We hit on that, right? The Raiders were 10-7 last year, guys.
Yep. And added some guy who's not quite a bad wide receiver who was quoted this week as saying, Sundays are the least fun day of the week.
Jesus.
That's fucking horrendous, Jimmy. You can't say that. Like, as a professional football player, you can't say that Sundays are the least fun days of the week.
So, Rich Passaccia, interim coach last year, they move on from him. He, he's the special teams coach. Like, I'm one bajillion convinced that he would have had a better record than Josh McDaniels with this Raiders team. Like, there 100%. Is no way that they're 2-7 under Rich Bisaccia. If only because he looks like he kicked the fuck out of literally everybody on the roster. And McDaniels just looks like, you know, a fucking soccer dad. So, anyway, a good one that you sent me during the week, Jim Irsay. Can't even tank right. Yeah, nah.
Yeah. Mate, literally, you've gone out of your way to recruit guys who have never called a play in college or the NFL. In fact, your last high school game you lost, who then proceeds to call on someone's coaching assistant who has also never called a play in college or the NFL, who proceeds to go and win. I think my favorite meme of the week was the NFL should now treat it as a challenge to everyone has to sack their coach when they play the Raiders and just pick a random guy off the couch to see if he can beat Josh McDaniel that week.
As long as they've just shit on the Raiders the week before on Twitter.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I like the Jim Irsay can't even tank right. It's like, oh, man, I'll just get my buddy Jeff. He can coach. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll tank. We'll get. Oh, he fucking won. You bastard. There's like an extra bonus on that. Like Chris Ballard is like somehow the most bulletproof dude like in the NFL. Yeah, nah. Like he's
because he came out in his press conference. I mean, I think we mentioned it last week, but all the ridiculous quotes from that press conference, and Ballard's one was, "What, you guys have been shitting on me for years about not drafting a wide receiver, but look at how our offensive line is playing." Like,
it's like, bro,
I really reckon that's the defense you think it is, mate.
They stink. They stink out loud, and it's hilarious. But this is the next one. Jeff Saleh, did we just learn that coaching actually doesn't matter, guys? Yeah, nah.
Well, like, you know what scares me now? After the game that I just saw today from the Eagles, I really hope they have a fire under our ass because we play the Colts this week and losing two in a row, including one to fucking Saturday, would be, it's not great.
I like it.
Not great.
It is still one of the craziest stories of like recent NFL 100%. History. Like, dude.
Absolutely doesn't was deserve literally to be there. Was surprised, literally asked, it, like he's quoted as saying, "Why are you offering me this job?" to Irsay when it happened. Still accepts it because if someone's going to offer you, I don't know, millions of dollars to do something you're not qualified for, I don't know, like, well, I was work for News Corp, Jimmy.
Oh, millions. Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Settle down.
Mate, fucking hell. You don't know. This is not a video podcast, mate. The rest of the audience can't see the fucking mansion, the polished bullshit behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry Arbor Studios is definitely not just like a fucking 4x4 fucking study in like a shitty old ass house in Melbourne. But anyway, I like it. Thanks, man.
We're sidetracked. Anyway, this is great times. This is great times.
Well,
this
the is good what
thing happens is, when I do podcasts drunk, Jimmy.
Good thing is, I just, you know, I'm basically an NFL coach at this point. Because, I mean, there's not too much difference between going from ESPN to an NFL head coaching gig is like Fox Sports NBA to, you know, coaching an NFL team. To be honest, my good friend Ben Dixon might get the gig before I do. Are the Vikings legit, Gaz? Come on, man. Tell me it ain't true. Yeah, nah.
I don't want, mate. You know what? You know what's really... So, I need to take a deep breath here.
3-1.
I had to...
Fucking hell.
I know. I had to make a post on Eagle Australia this week about the fact for at least 24 hours I was an Aaron Rodgers fan, no matter what you say about how often I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Then I started... You're always you got the tattoos to prove it. You've got the Aaron Rodgers, Aaron wings across, like angel wings across your shoulders. You got the Aaron Rodgers tramp stamp. You're laughing.
Anyway, let's move on. But then I came to the sad realization that after losing to Aaron Rodgers, the Cowboys play Kirk Cousins this week, and I'm like, oh, I have to go for Rodgers and Cousins in back to back weeks. Anyway. It's sad to say, mate, they may actually be fucking legit. Dalvin Cook busting out. Justin Jefferson, Thielen's still nowhere near who he used to be.
Hockenson coming in there, you know what? Having someone over the middle like that has done, he's doing good things.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins still Kirk Cousins. I still, Kirk Thuggins? What are we calling him now?
Kirk fucking Cousins? I like this, we're just calling him that. You're calling him the Iceman?
Oh, I don't know.
All right,
Thuggins. Thuggins. Thuggins is his airplane nickname, right?
Yeah, that's right. Use your words, Gaz. That's right. The look, I'm not going to complain because I have a lot of money riding on the Vikings from preseason futures to win that NFC North. I was all on that from the get-go. I had them over, I think their line was like 8.5 or 9.5 wins. I was like, yep, I'm over that as well. It was just like looking at their schedule, you're like, yeah, they're fine. They're going to win that division. And boom. Like, it all hinged on that first week where they had to beat the Packers, and they did. So, off we go. Mm. So, look, I can't shit on them too much, but to win that Bills game is just in the back of my mind. You're like,
yeah, it was.
Fuck, really? Really? Like, but the improbability, as I hit on, that usually goes against the Vikings. Like, that never works in their fucking favor. But, I mean, unless they play the Saints.
They're always the heartbreak kids, right?
Yeah, unless they play the Saints. But. Last one, and probably the most important one for this entire show. So, do you actually feel a little bit relieved that the Eagles lost? Yeah, nah.
Look, as much as I love playing into the fact that I was heartbroken and all that sort of stuff, I'm kind of actually all right with it. I wish it wasn't this one, right? Obviously, I wish it wasn't the Commanders. I'm glad it wasn't the Commanders with Carson Wentz. I'm not happy it was the Commanders at home, but there is a bunch to get that fucking out of the way, right? Yep. And then, like, I watch so many NFL videos and listen to podcasts, and when's it coming? When's it coming? When's it coming? Well, now we don't have to think about it, right? So I'm actually all right with that, and to go back to game planning, watching football. And if the team that I saw out today is what happens when you continue to win and lose some sort of fire, then I hope that that's a fire under their ass. And I hope that they come back out and kick the absolute fucking shit out of the Colts as some sort of an internal prove it to yourself revenge game next week.
So the question that's out on everybody else's lips is like, so how much time are you going to spend on that Washington subreddit this week?
Yeah, no, like, probably heaps, because
is it less than your really usual 20 hours or not, like a week?
No. So I'm a little bit reddited out this week because I did spend from about 11:30 Monday afternoon till the Eagles game started on the Cowboys Reddit. Looking at the results of that Packers game, I want Cooper Rush. No, but gross. Now the
poor hotel guests are just going to hear other types of wanking now. God damn it!
I know. But the subreddit, the commie subreddit's going to be really interesting because, mate. So what? Heineken's now what 10-9 as a Washington starter.
It's not bad.
They've actually been fine. Like, and we said it last week, and I think the week before, that they've actually just, they play with more aggression. Yep. They play with a bit more fire. You know, Carson Wentz has been, by all reports, a better teammate by actually being around the club during this injury. But, mate, it's, how do you turn down what Heineken's given in terms of that bit of spice? I don't know.
Just saying, there's only one of us who picked them this week. So, anyway, moving on. Good bloke of the week. Bloke, you want to buy a beer? I've just got a couple. Kadarius Toney, good to see him get out there doing the hop down the line. That was fucking shit. Like, fun as shit. I loved it. DeSean Jackson getting back out there for the Ravens, just doing some DeSean Jackson shit. I love that. JJ Watt had the scoop and score basically ready to go. Got it called back. And then, like, there was no way that the ref should have called it a dead play because it's like, yo, you let that play go 100% of the time. What are you doing? And apparently there's some poor fucking lunatic who had him for a bit of a bet to score. And JJ paid it out for him, which is very nice. Like, didn't have to do that, JJ. But But the other one's also Devin White. Like, jumping on the plane, having just found out that I think his father passed away, goes to Germany, plays, kicks some ass. Love that. All I can say, having been on, you know, a couple of plane trips back to Australia from the States for funerals and whatnot, and some of them have been, you know, pretty close-run things, Gaz. And one thing I could have told Devin is to not watch Pixar's the fucking Day of the Dead Mexican one, which was just had your old mate Jimmy basically just like fucking blubbering like a kid on a plane across the Pacific. It was a pretty rough one. Jesus. After it's all about family and how much they mean to you. Like, oh God, this one just got me. I should not have watched this. What have I done? I've made a horrible mistake. So Devin, probably steer clear of that. But came out, finds out that his dad's passed away 2 hours before he gets on the plane, goes to Germany, plays, kicks some ass, takes some names, like, you got to buy that man a beer.
Yeah, no, that's all fair. That's all fair.
Thanks,
yes,
thanks.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit torn by your fucking heartfelt story about the Day of the Dead movie.
Oh, we watched Coco once, man, and like, yeah, I'm like, I'm never gonna watch this again because my granddad just died. Like, fucking hell. Yeah, it was a tough run. It was a tough run. But anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I got on the this was also one of the risks that you run when you live overseas, right? Like, you try to do the Mercy Dash. And you land in LA, you get the phone call from your parents, you're like, oh, fuck, missed it. Oh, well, shit. So then you have to spend another 15 hours on a plane back to Australia and unfortunately watch a Pixar movie that's about the death of loved ones. Devin White, just a heads up, steer clear of Coco.
Fair enough. For when he next listens to this podcast.
I mean, he's an avid listener. All right. What are you talking about?
There you go. All right, for me, look, I usually go through a couple of websites like Total Pro Sports and all that sort of stuff to pick up some amusing headlines of the week, but I'm sorry, I can't go past what today caused me some unending grief, and that is Good Bloke of the Week has to be Heineken for putting NFL fans out of their fucking unending meme posts about the fucking Eagles about being shit cunts, because that's what we copped off today. Like, how do you lose to that team? And then the when will they lose for the Eagles fans? So he brought everyone together by taking that down. And look, for me, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones most particularly, given it the old that touchdown that he ran into the end zone where he gave it the Marshawn Lynch grab him by the dick kind of fucking move.
Loved it.
That was pretty awesome. I think the biggest threat to the NFC being those Cowboys, because how about them boys? And then Aaron Rodgers just coming out and he's got some ridiculous, like, is it 7-2 or some sort of record against the Cowboys all time? Just even when he's having a shit season, he just seems to own these fucking teams. So
love it.
He's got shares in the Cowboys and the Bears, apparently, Mr. Rodgers. Nice. Anyway.
Old mate Nomades, Sam Ehlinger, that's a tough one. Jeff Saturday comes and goes, oof, watches you for an entire week, goes, yeah, sit the fuck down there, pal. See ya. I'm just, I'm going to start Matt Ryan. I know what he can do. You fucking suck. He doesn't. Boom. On your bike. Anyway, you got a couple there?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, for me, McDaniels, on top of that, on top of him just being a shit cunt, we've also got fucking Carr. Like, man, Carr was really fucking emotional.
It was.
And that press conference, just really frustrated with how the year's gone. That's one thing. But he kind of, you could see it that he knows he's going to be the scapegoat in this, right? That it's going to be like, you had that one thing. He pretty much knows he's gone, right?
Yeah, he's just like, well, I'm now staring down the barrel. I'm going to be a backup quarterback now for the rest of my fucking career. Thanks a lot, Josh McDaniels.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. There was also, obviously, Mr. McCarthy for his shit decision-making at the end of the game. But I couldn't not throw this one in. And that was old mate Brandon Cooks. So after playing the Eagles and throwing his toys out of the cot for not getting traded and then deciding not to play the game, had his had his captaincy ripped off him just before the just before this week's game. It's like, oh, you know how you were one of our leaders who were going to represent us? Nah, we're not only going to trade you, I'm going to not trade you, we're going to make you play for us, but we're going to remove all sense of responsibility.
Wow.
So you literally cannot get out of your locker room, but also have no fucking mates in it. The definition of this category.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks has never been one that screams leadership to me anyway, so yeah, it's a weird one.
He continually gets traded. Anyway, yeah.
Unpopular opinion of the day. I've talked about this at the top. The Jefferson catch, look, it was good. It was great. It was amazing. People just go, oh, that is the catch of the century. It's like, yo, A, we're 22 years into this century. Like, let's all just fucking chill for a second. And B, like, it was incredible because, like, the control that it takes, the situation that it was in, pretty incredible. Like, the fourth and long goes up, gets it, basically takes it out of the corner's hands, like,
yep.
Jefferson had one hand on it. The corner has two. And he sometimes...
corner actually brought it down
to
the
ground. He brought it down into, like, Jefferson's chest more so than anything else, right? Like, but he takes it away from him. And, like, to have that ball control, I do feel like we're kind of missing and forgetting the Edelman catch in the Super Bowl against Atlanta where he somehow just, like, keeps his fingers just underneath the ball, which... keeps that fucking Super Bowl alive for us and wins the fucking game. I'm just saying. The Tyree catch, yep. Like, similar vibes, right? What was that, third down? Just shit like that. Like, the best ever. Let's all just...
The OBJ pretzel like, himself. Whereas,
anything that where it's like you're stretched out and it's a one-hander. Look, the body control was incredible. The catch itself was sick. But just, this might be the... this is why it's an unpopular opinion, Gaz. I'm just thinking, just pump the brakes on the best catch ever. It was fucking like... I was watching it when it happened, and I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? My God, what a catch. And I'm like, that was sick. Like, that was absolutely fucking insane. But I'm also like, yeah, it wasn't probably the best catch I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. Because this is also an American thing, to go back to my American bashing. This is just an AFL mark.
Like, play to your strengths, Jimmy. Play to your strengths.
This is an AFL mark. Like, you just go up, you take it from the dude who's also got it. It's like, oh, the... umpire's not going to call, like, oh, well, he touched it first. It's not your mark. It's like, nah, go up there. It's like Nick Riewoldt vibes, you know? Just go up there, jumping into a fucking pack, boom. I did love it, though.
Yep.
I won't, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Incredible catch, but just pump the brakes on the best ever.
It's just the hyperbole that we kind of expect. It's exactly what we said about, you know, game of the year early in the earlier in the episode, where it's halfway through the season. You're like, yeah, it's fucking nuts, but like...
like, we'll probably get a Chiefs... right, we'll probably get a Chiefs-Bill playoff game, and guess what? That'll probably be the game of the
year.
Anyway, Australian spotty, Sipos, absolutely crushing it today. Enjoyed that. Had a bit of a snafu there at one point, but snagged the ball clean out of the air. Went, I'll just put this on my fucking boot. Don't worry about this. Bang! Off he goes, and then he gets called back, and they get pushed back again.
But... yeah, I was gonna let you go with that. I was going, do you realize that got play got called back?
Yeah, yeah. And that was like, but it was such a great moment for him downfield. Because you're like, yeah, it wasn't him who was ineligible downfield. He's just like, it was stations, and he kept his head and got his boot on it, gave it a fucking almighty roost, and his next punt wasn't too bad either. So I'll pay that.
It was funny that was the same play that was it. Was it Dixon or Wish did similar?
I think it was Wishnowski, where right? They, like, oh, no, it was Dixon.
Wishnowski, yeah?
No, it was Dixon. Wish. It was
so
Wish.
So when they
gave it the big banana.
The coverage team, they broke through the line and he didn't think he'd get the ball up, so he kind of faked around it and then kind of gave it the old drop punt.
Yep.
And the crowd goes, and the commentators go absolutely fucking bonkers because... they've just done something that they grew up playing for 20 years.
Yeah, you can do that playing for fucking Williamstown, you know?
exactly. Well, if you're Sipos, the fucking St Kilda.
Exactly.
Right? But for me, it was Big Dixon this week. If you saw him in Germany, he fucking had this fucking cracking roost of 68 yards that went out of bounds at the four, bounced back in. But it was like completely reversed the field. You couldn't have wished any better, to the point where the commentators live called out. Was it the commentators or
No, can't remember who it was. But called out Pat McAfee, and McAfee's just like, oh my God, that is why you watch punters. Like, this is awesome. Unfortunately, you have to watch a lot of shit to see a punt like that out of anyone in the NFL.
Nice one. Well, Gaz, it's Tuesday at our back. You know what that means? Oh, yeah. Just got to do a punch on with the fucking roo out the front of my house this morning. Just trying to take the squid to daycare. Just fucking, he came at me and I'm like, give him the whole fucking 1-2 Costa Zoo. Bang, bang, bang. Guess what? You're having bangers. That's right. Kanga bangers only at Outback. Goes great as a flame grill take. And today's flame grill take is the Eagles 100% blew that game on purpose, Gaz. So they don't have the pressure of 19-0 and trying for 20-0. Hanging over them the rest of the season. Only at Outback. This might be the Sriracha playing fucking 3D checkers.
3D chess, yeah.
It's like, right. So it's a 17-game season now. We'll have two playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. Everybody will be banging on how we've won more games than anybody else in the season ever. I just don't want that. Let's just shit the bed against the Commanders right now. I'll half-ass it. Fuck it. And it's done. Just saying.
Yep.
It's a pretty good flame grill take. I got to say, the way they played looked exactly the opposite I've seen the Eagles all year.
Yeah. Thank you. And right. I had a couple of guys make comments going, how is this team undefeated? And I'm like, if you've watched any Eagles game, this is not the same team.
Not it.
It was not even fucking close today. But anyway, let's stop. There's been a number of references to my pain today. So can we just move on? Thank you very much.
Should I do another one? Sriracha is going to win the coach of the year because he threw the game. Anyway. All right. Captain Fantasy. I got McKeegan. Got him this week. Just held on thanks to your inept.
He's not having a good time.
I'm just going to throw the boot in here because of your inept Eagles. When Devonta Smith got in for that touchdown, I was a bit worried because I think I had to spot start Heineken today. And it wasn't looking great. The Heine finally hits that McLaurin pass. Gave me just a bit of breathing room and I got past McKeegan. So I think I'm sitting 6-4 now. So happy days for your mate, Jim. Meanwhile, Gaz is hanging out. Just, mate, you know. You're doing fine.
I didn't have a fucking great time. I'm not going to be lying. But I took the big L. I'm just trying to remember who I played. Ricky Williams, Veggie Patch, mate. On the old, so I'm just going to go by names. It was Maddie.
It's Matt.
But unfortunately for everyone else, I'm still sitting at 7-3. So yeah. I'm still up there and you can all suck it.
Yeah. So you got shit pumped this week and you're still sitting top of the table. So, but this is the best part about NFL Australia and the Legends, our Legends League fantasy. It is 1-10 is super fucking close. Unfortunately, we've got the Tampa Bay Mackineers for McKeegan just routinely getting killed. So he got straight killed. And Rogers that as well, actually at 3-7. Just like there's a couple of tough ones this year, but it's not for not trying, I think, with between Tavis and McKeegan. So tough one.
It doesn't stop McKeegan trying to trade everyone for everything.
Yeah, I mean, McKeegan's just trying to get out of the doldrums. I mean, you got to do the same thing.
That's it.
That's what happens when you're in the doldrums. Right, let's do some previews for week 11. We've got Tennessee Green Bay. This is a... I had to lean all the way back in my chair then, guys. It is a wild Thursday night football game. Because if you've got a very clear idea what the fuck is going to happen in this game, like more power to you. We've both picked Tennessee plus 3.5. I'm going to hazard a guess and say that's purely because even though we're in Green Bay, we know that the Titans can run on teams. We can't trust Green Bay as far as we can throw them. And you're going to take the half point.
I can't trust... we know that there's a history with the Cowboys of shitting the bed at inappropriate times. I'm not going to take last week's game as some sort of justification that the Green Bay Packers are legit. Right? Yep. Whereas I think... the Tennessee have at least shown that their ceiling may not be high, but neither is their floor, I think. Yep. So if you're going to give me points, I'm going to take Tennessee.
Their ceiling isn't that high, neither is their floor. That is a t-shirt there, guys. you'd hope the floor's not very high. But they're defensively, they'll hang, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun game either way. It's a fun Friday game. Carolina, they go to Baltimore, and the Panthers at 12.5 point underdogs.
That's a lot of points, Jimmy.
It's just a lot of points. It's just, Gaz, it's just a lot of points.
Yeah.
I can't, in good conscience, go with that many points. So I'm taking the Carolina plus 12. Like, Baltimore, just, can you see them demolishing teams? Like, this is the Carolina team that actually put up a pretty big score against Atlanta this week. I just think they can do enough.
And we got Walker's out again, and so it's back to Baker. But, you know, they've proven themselves a running team. So, look, they'll shorten the game, and I am just going to assume that they keep it closer than 12 points.
I can also guarantee I won't watch a second of that one. Cleveland to Buffalo. Buffalo, 9.5-point favorites. This is the fuck you game from the Bills in response to this week, isn't it? Like, 9.5 points.
Yeah.
I'm taking Buffalo because this is going to be a shit pumping at home.
Cleveland against the Browns. Didn't really show much, did they?
Browns were horrible. Yep. So, Indy, they host Philly. We've both gone Philly because it's only 7.5, and I had to stop myself from putting a lot of money on that 7.5 as soon as I saw it. Because I'm like, look, Jeff Saturday, look, the gold dust runs out this week, right? The fairy dust that you sprinkle on as the dead coach bounce. You're at home. But Philly, after the first loss of the season, these things do tend to come in clumps, though, Gaz, just like you after a couple of days. And but still,
wow.
But Buffalo, like you've seen it just with Buffalo, right? Like, a couple of bad losses in a row. Philly are going to, they're going to be thanking their lucky stars, though, that they're playing Indy, because they're a rabble defensively. And if they had played anybody but the Raiders, I think this week, they get fucking killed. So,
So look, the quotes from the guys, including, like, Slay came out. The first quote from Slay at his locker after the game was, "Thank God this happened now rather than one we needed to win."
Love it.
Right? And so getting into that, I think the big whether AJ Brown's actually hurt, we'll be interested to see how his hamstring pulls up. But I think riding that, we didn't run enough. And I think running on Indy next week will be, it'll be a shamble. Like, we'll just go over the top of them. However, obviously, you know, they've got a pretty good running back there. And we've got a pretty shitty fucking run defense. So,
yeah, Jonathan Taylor might have 200 yards next week. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Either way, Jets, Pats. I've gone the Jets here. So as an unabashed Patriots fan, I know how bad this Pats team is. So the half point is the clincher for me. Like, this is a game that the Pats will win by one or two if they win it. And if they don't, they just fucking get killed. So I'm going the Jets. Plus 3.5.
I'm going on, obviously you're more of an AFC guy than I am, but you kind of made them look a bit subpar last time.
That was a couple of lucky. Look, we got some, three interceptions in that game last time, like 3 weeks ago. And we come off a bye, fine. They are coming off a bye as well. And I just can't trust this Patriots offense to really put up enough points to really fuck up the Jets. So, yeah, I'm taking the Jets with the 3.5 just because if we win it, yeah, it'll be a 2 or 3 point win. Yep.
Yep.
You go on the Pats. Cool. Houston, Washington. This is the bounce down from the Commanders, I think, after the big win. The Texans come out of nowhere at home. 3.5 point underdogs. They're going to cover that. 100%.
I just struggle to think right now of what I've seen. The little I saw of the Giants game, what they saw about us. They can hang tight, but they just don't know how to win. And I am interested to see who's actually playing quarterback for Washington next week. So that might move, might change if it's Carson.
Yeah. Well,
that running game is dangerous. And now getting Dotson back, they've got a three-headed wide receiver core that is pretty actually fucking good.
I didn't pick Houston to win. I just picked them plus 3.5, Gaz. Just saying.
There you go. Okay.
Rams at New Orleans. This game sucks.
I didn't like picking this one at all. Jimmy.
I still think I want maybe New Orleans. I don't know, Stafford, if he comes back. I prefer him over Andy Dalton. But at home, maybe the Saints run on, you know, lean on Kamara a bunch more. I just don't know.
Yeah. But
Rams are getting 3.5. Fuck it. Just go the Rams, whatever. This game sucks.
Yeah, and that's it. Getting 3.5, I think the expectation there is, well, they need the points with Cup gone. Like, is what happened last week enough to make a change at quarterback for New Orleans? It's early in the week. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That one might change. That'll probably swing to New Orleans by the, column time on Friday. Giants host Detroit. I've gone Detroit +3.5. You've gone the Giants -3.5. It's tough to see the Giants betting a team like Detroit by more than 3. This one.
Yeah.
This game's of, like, to me, smacks of, like, it's cold outside in New York, week before Thanksgiving, or New Jersey, where they're playing. And it just, I don't know, it's like 13-11. You're like, how'd they get to 11? It's like, doesn't matter. Shut up. It's the Giants, Detroit. Who cares?
Yep.
I'm just taking the points. Chicago, Atlanta, same vibe. I'm taking Chicago at Atlanta +3.5. This is 5 straight games. I'm taking 3.5-point underdogs. It might be purely because of the half points.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I think all these games are going to be super tight. Like, I think Atlanta-Chicago is going to be fun. It's in Atlanta. Chicago might get killed, but if Chicago can put up a little bit of a fight, this will be close. That's how it goes. They might not win. I don't think they win, but I think they can make it close. I'm taking the 3.5. So are you.
Yeah, this Atlanta team, last week was a fucking massive disappointment compared to, you know, there's been some teams who had some dumb losses, but what you saw out of Mariota, you were like, come on, man, where you've got Jazzy Fields trending in the opposite direction. So, you know what, even if they keep it close, mate, fucking Chicago might come away with this one. So I'm taking Chicago.
Love it. Raiders, Denver, I've gone Vegas +2.5 just because this has got to be the Josh McDaniels, please don't fire me right now game. Denver, just too many injuries at the moment. It's an AFC West battle. I think it's just the Raiders get over Denver.
I honestly just had no idea what to think about this game because Denver just cannot seem to put up points. I'm going with Denver, but Vegas are just this emotional wreck. They just like could fall apart at any given time, and I just don't know what to make of any of it, really. So I'm going with the home team.
Love it.
Well, less than 3.
Minnesota host Dallas. We're both going Minnesota. Oof. How could this possibly go wrong, Gaz? This sounds like, and it feels like the dumbest pick, but I can't trust Dallas after what I just watched. Didn't want to trust him. Right. I didn't trust them last week. Like, come on. I don't know. Give me the Vikings.
I'm never a big... I'm never a big gambling man who jumps on things, but I actually jumped on the sporting website of my choice the other day when the moment that I heard that after the all the Sunday games were completed that that Minnesota were opening as underdogs. I'm like, oh, if you're going to give me points, Vikings versus Dallas after what we just watched from both teams, I'm kind of going to take the points at home for Minnesota.
Home underdog. Yeah,
give it to me.
They love playing at home as well. It's going to be massive. Since you go to Pittsburgh, AFC North, rivalry game. We've both gone the Bengals -5.5. That's a lot to do with, I think, that Pittsburgh suck and they just pulled another win out of their ass.
Yeah.
And since he... can probably go in there and cover 5.5. I just can't. Like, the Bengals are so hard to trust this year. And without Ja'Marr Chase for this one, probably still, it's rough. But I trust them more than Pittsburgh covering that 5.5. It's a wonky line as well, but I'll take it.
Yeah, look, I've gone Cincy as well. But there's also that thing that we mentioned last week that no team has won in their match after beating the Carolina Panthers this year. And so I think since he beat Panthers last, then had their bye, so this is their first week after playing the Panthers, which means that they will lose.
Didn't they play the Saints? I feel like.
Oh, did I get that wrong?
You might have. I don't know. I feel like I might have
got that wrong.
No, actually, no. Since he played the Saints a while back. No, you're right. Since he beat the shit out of the Panthers. So, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tricky. Maybe the curse continues.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the good thing is we've both gone Cincy, yeah. So Kansas City and the Chargers. There'll be more Chiefs fans at this. More Chiefs fans at this game than Chargers fans. So we've both gone KC minus 6.5.
Yep.
Just feels like Chargers hit a tipping point with injuries, I think. And it's just dire, right? Like, Jazzy Herbs is, like, kind of thrown to nobody. And even if, like, Mike Williams or Keenan Allen come back this week, like, you're going to trust that? Fuck no. Give me KC. So.
DeAndre Carter is your most experienced wide receiver. Then you got issues, mate.
Yeah.
Tough. And then the last one in Mexico City, Monday night football.
Yep.
The Niners, Arizona. Niners at 8.5-point favorites. I didn't like this one this much, but Arizona without Kyler Murray this week, they get a big win. Maybe have that moment where you're like, well, do we need Kyler Murray that much? If he comes back this week, like, the Niners will fucking smash him. And even if they play the backup, that Niners defense is just, this will be like, this will be a bloodbath. Like, on a neutral field, the Niners defense is going to eat this Arizona team up. So, yeah, 8.5 is easy for me.
Yeah, when you've got, when you have the sort of running back core that you can trade for CMC and still give a whole bunch of backups rushes, including some guy called Debo Samuel, you think you've got enough weapons to take on that that Arizona defense, right? Who isn't bringing up much chop. And then you've got, you know, Zach Ertz, his Kyler, when he is around, Kyler's number one target over the middle is out as well. So I just got no faith in Arizona. I'm going with the San Fran to cover the points.
Checks out. And so this week we've got on by, what, another four teams, right? Miami, Seattle, the Bucks, and the Jags. So, look, we equaled each other this week for 5 of 5 for the picks, which is horrible. That's my worst week of the year. But yeah, it's also, I mean, it was your equal worst. So it leaves me 15 picks up on you. But yeah, it felt like this week was just all over the shop. So like our picks where we actually differed, obviously very clearly just matched up remarkably. So like it was like between the two of us, we might have nailed some, but fucking hell, like otherwise, so,
yeah,
bloodbath stuff. Either way, so I've gone 81 on the year, 66 for Gaz. So,
oof, significantly below 50%, Jimmy.
Rough record there, Gaz. Rough record, just saying.
That's a rough record.
Either way, that's it for week 10 of NFL Australia. Holy shit. Oof. We're getting the double digits properly now, Gaz. I don't like that, but.
Wow.
It's also one of those ones you go, oh, well, there's 18 weeks now. So it's going to be right.
Yeah.
She'll be right. Jesus. Either way, we're weekly.
Jimmy, I don't like doing these episodes in my hotel room after a skin full of piss all day, but it's good times. Nice way to relax and see my mate on a Tuesday night.
Nice. Get a couple of more tins in the gym and away you go. Either way, chuck us a follow on the old Facebook, Twitter, IGs. You know about that. Chuck us a rating review on your podcast app. Don't be a coward. Come on, hook us up. We don't ask for too much. In fact, we ask for nothing. We literally ask for nothing. Like, just rate and review it. Don't be a dickhead. Come on. Big thanks go to House Hats for the intro and outro song. Go check out their album. They're awesome. Get around NBA Australia if you haven't already. Of course you have. You love NBA Australia. You got it. It's great. It features people you might know like me. Also, CodeBet, that's a good website. Go check that out if you want to read more about NFL. I've actually got a shit ton of NFL coverage going at the moment. NBA as well. So get around it. Fox Sports Lab NBA, that's me. And hopefully we'll have some cool, awesome, fun Super Bowl-y announcements soon. So we'll see how we go with that. But keep your ears to the ground there, I reckon. Gaz, what are you going to plug?
Mate, feel free to drop by Eagles Australia and give my condolences for the week, particularly about my hangover after I've been just non-stop drinking since, what time did the game start? 12:15 today. So, as much as I was given shit today about, oh, there'll be no Eagles Australia episode, I will break through my pain and probably have a bit of a chat later in the week about how this week's episode went. But anyway, the Ramshackle Army, we're actually playing a show, Jimmy. So, yeah, and it's going to be our last one for God knows how long because our guitarist is moving to Hobart. So, December 9th. Come down to the Bendy if you're in Melbourne and see the Ramshackle Army, and you may never see me again. It's probably best for everyone.
Love it. I dig it. That's some good plugs. There's some good plugs.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Another week done. Jesus, we're on to week 11. That is so crazy. Fuck. I love it. This is also, though, week 11, 12 are like those fun ones. So you know how I go with my, my season, I guess, rhythm. It's like, yeah, you get into the absolute, you talk about like, yeah, it's the best, it's about week six. Week 11 ish is when you go, oh, I'm gonna make the most of this now because I can see the end just a little bit. You know, we're more than halfway. You can actually, you know, that this season will end at some point. It won't be for another 4 months. Basically, it's gonna end in February. It's only November. We don't need to pump the brakes, but you know, it's a good time, so I love it. All right, we'll catch you next week, you dickheads.
All right, see yas.
Later. I've been broken.